Prosecutors in the Derek Chauvin trial brought in medical experts Thursday to testify about how George Floyd died after then-police officer Chauvin choked him with his knee for 9.5 minutes. Dr. Martin Tobin had a simple answer.
Mr. Floyd died from a low level of oxygen, and this caused damage to his brain that we see, and it also caused a PEA arrhythmia that caused his heart to stop.
Tobin is a pulmonologist and critical care doctor who has studied and written about breathing. He explained that Floyd died because of being held prone with a knee on his back and neck, constricting his airway and preventing his lungs from taking in enough oxygen. He even pinpoints when it happened, since he's seen it happen often in the intensive care unit where he works. He noted a moment in the video of Floyd.
At the beginning, you can see he's conscious. You can see slight flickering, and then it disappears. And, so one second he's alive, and 1 second he's no longer.
Tobin also described Floyd's struggles, showing how they were attempts to get air into his lungs. Then came a final moment he found significant.
That is when he has suffered brain injury. We see and we can tell from the movement of his leg that the level of oxygen in his brain has caused what we call a myoclonic seizure type activity. They're just medical terms, but basically it means that he has kicked out his leg in an extension form, that he has straightened out his leg. And that is something we see as clinicians in patients when they suffer brain injury as a result of a low level of oxygen.
After that, Tobin says video shows Chauvin's knee remaining on Floyd's neck for another 3 minutes. Prosecutor Jerry Blackwell also asked about a point the defense has raised, that there were no bruises on Floyd's neck. He asked Tobin whether that was significant.
No, because obviously whenever I go to church, I sit on a hard bench. I don't get bruising of my buttocks when I leave. So I wouldn't expect anything in terms of that. So if you have somebody, this was a static force. It's not as if somebody is jamming against it. So you wouldn't expect anything in the way of bruising.
Chauvin's defense claims Floyd died in part because of a fentanyl overdose. But Tobin says people who overdose go into a coma, and Floyd never went into a coma. Blackwell hammered that point home with another witness. Dr. Bill Smock is an emergency room doctor trained in forensic medicine.
Can you tell the jury from having looked at those videos, can you tell by looking at that alone whether George Floyd was suffering from a fentanyl overdose?
He is not. I mean, when you watch those videos and we go through them, what is his respiration? He's breathing. He's talking. He's not snoring. He is saying, you know, please, please get off of me. I want to breathe. I can't breathe. That is not a fentanyl overdose. That is somebody begging to breathe.
Blackwell asked Smock another question about how soon resuscitation should have started.
At what point should CPR have been commenced with respect to Mr. Floyd?
Way before it was. As soon as Mr. Floyd is unconscious, he should have been rolled over. We have documentation on the video that the officer says, I can't find a pulse. Why? That's clearly. But when you look at the video, it should have been started way before. Should have been rolled over, checked his respirations. But clearly, when they can't find a pulse, CPR should have been started.
The prosecution will continue presenting its case Friday, which will mark the second full week of testimony in the trial. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.